infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, guys, I got a fun one here.
They've all been fun.
I grew up. This is a lot of fun. It's going to silence of the lambs, yeah. I grew up having epilepsy. And so as a kid, I'd have seizures. As a young adult, I was having seizures like every 30 minutes or whatnot.
Jeez, so, man. That's a lot.
It was a bad quality of life. I'll put it that way. So they decided in 2001 that my neurologist team decided that I was a candidate for something called brain mapping. And basically, brain mapping is doing a craniectomy. They take your cranium off of your head, and they stick a grid on top of your brain so that they can locate the focal point of the seizure.
I've heard of that, but I've never heard of any. I've never spoken to a person that has done
it. And then what do they do when they find it?
So then, depending on the focal point, they can dig at it and, you know, take some out. Or they'll find out that area is going to, you know, if they dig at it, take it out, it's going to have bad repercussions. So we'll just have to leave it at that.
All right. And so, what do they determine with you?
Well, I'm going to give you that in just a second. But the thing is that during the process, you know, it's fairly new back then. So they had to test me and make sure that I was a, you know, proper candidate to put the grid on top of my brain. So I can sit here and tell you gentlemen that I have seen my brain. I asked to take some pictures. I wanted pictures of it. I was a kid. I was like, oh, that's so cool, right? So that's one thing I say to people. And then also, when they were testing, they were doing things like getting a saline solution or water pressure, or they'd have like these thick sponges and they'd press or pick at areas in my brain.
Now, does that trigger a seizure? That's how they find it? Is that what are they trying to give you a seizure?
They tried to give me the seizure throughout the process, but I believe the reason why they were picking at the brain is because, like, say in the grid somewhere, that's an area that the seizure could potentially be. They were pushing and picking at it to see where it affected me. So, for instance, mine were in the front, like they had on my left side of my brain. So they were pushing on things on my left side of my brain, and my fingers in my right hand were like bouncing up and down. And then, or like my lip would drop down, or my eye would squint. Only my right eye was squinting. They had a process where they were like, okay, read this sentence. And for instance, the sentence could say, the dog is brown. And I'd sit there reading it like the dog, and it was just crazy. So they were like pushing on my brain, doing that bit while I was doing these things. And my right side of my body was going nuts. It was just insane. So that was amazing within itself. Seeing my brain was amazing within itself. And then you had the question, like, what was the process of that? They did. I ended up getting the grid on my brain, but the problem was that I wasn't coming to. Like, after they put the grid on my brain, they also put my cranium back on top.
That's kind of them to do. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I played
however,
the game. Great game.
Mm-hmm. However, what happened is that I did find out that my brain is a normal size. My cranium is abnormally small. And the way they found that out was they put my cranium on top of the grid, and then I wasn't coming to. I didn't wake up for like 3 weeks.
Jeez.
So then family members had to make a decision for me, and the decision was that they're going to put my cranium, instead of on top of my head where it belongs, they're going to stick it in my gut, in my belly. And
why?
They do that because the nutrients in your belly is fatty tissue, and it will keep your cranium alive.
But how does that, does it make it bigger to stick back on top of your head?
No, they'll, at the end of everything, they'll put it back on, they put it back on my head without the grid.
So it's like an Airbnb.
Oh, okay,
stomach.
So they took the grid off, right. Put your cranium back on. But the goal was to have the netting or whatever on your brain with the cranium reattached, right?
They just did the grid part for testing to see if they could find the focal point. And then they were going to take it off anyway. But the funnest part of the whole thing, it was really a trip, was waking up 3 weeks after the surgery to my whole family surrounding me. And, you know, my thought going in was, okay, I'll have a bandage on my head. Oh, no. I had a bandage on my stomach, and I was awake. I was in the hospital for 3 months. And you know the scene in the movie Spaceballs where the alien comes out of the belly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I woke up to this hard thing in my stomach. And I mean, that's just a weird thing. You're going in for your head, and you have all this wrapping and all this stuff going on with your gut, and it's hard as a rock.
Do you,
in your belly.
I'm assuming they shaved your head for all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they did.
And when they put the cranium back on after that, it spent time in your stomach, when your hair started to grow back, did it grow back in all the areas where they cut and opened you up and all that stuff?
So I have little areas. So this scar is literally from the back of my left ear all the way to my forehead. And it looks a little deformed, like if you look at me close. As far as the hair goes, I have these grooves in my head, like, you know, where they reattached me. And I didn't know this until my boyfriend just told me, but he said there's some little areas that are bald. There's not a lot of hair, but I have a full thick head of hair. So, I mean, the hair did grow back. My cranium, it gets itchy, you know, so I kind of scratch it, and the little grooves that I have, it's really... It's kind of cool. And the little area that's on my belly, I call it my shark bite.
I'm so confused why he was checking out the top of your head.
Yeah. You know, baby. I mean, don't stop doing
don't
what you're
stop,
doing, but
we,
there's a bald spot back there.
Here. There's grooves.
That is an amazing story, man.
I don't want to interrupt, but.
I just keep picturing her head looking like the old football helmet.
I was too. Right, I picture the kind grooves. Of Frankenstein-y.
She's got hair, so I'm like, we can laugh about it now, but yeah.
I mean, she seemed real upbeat about the whole process, you know.
That was quite the question.
Yeah.